Well, obviously, if one is in a job like social work or other helping professions, there's at least a good potential there for that to be a calling because they're directly helping other people, making society better. Now, I'm just throwing around some ideas here, trying to clarify things. But I'm just wondering what your thoughts are about the achievement of excellence as the higher motivation or purpose of one's work. Not necessarily helping society or helping others, or a higher purpose in that sense, but a different kind of higher purpose. One is working because one wants to really achieve excellence in whatever activity they are doing. Such people want to develop their own personal potential to its highest degree through their work. So there, the focus would be on gaining deep satisfaction purely from just doing a good job. Would you consider that to be a higher purpose and put it in the category of a calling?
I think probably that could also be categorized as calling. Now, generally speaking, personally, I think it is best if the higher purpose or meaning in one's work involves being of some help to other people. But there are many different kinds of people, differing viewpoints, interests, and dispositions. So I think it is definitely possible that for some people, the higher purpose may simply be striving for excellence in their work and doing that with a sense of creativity. Here, the focus may be on the creative process and the high quality of the work itself. And I think that could transform the view from a mere job or a career to a calling. But again, here one has to have the proper motivation. Not carrying on one's work out of strong competition or a sense of jealousy, that's important. So for example, I think in the past, and even now, there have been many scientists who are driven to carry out experiments just out of scientific curiosity and their strong interest in their particular field, just to see what they could find out. And I think these people could see their work as a calling, and as it turns out, often these scientists have made new discoveries, things which ultimately benefit others, even if that was not their original intention.
I think that's a good example.
Of course, there's a danger in that sometimes. For example, there have been scientists engaged in research to produce new weapons of mass destruction, particularly you Americans. And I think they perhaps also saw their work as a calling, to come up with things to destroy the enemy, and perhaps in their mind to protect their own people. But then you have some leaders, like Hitler, who would use their discoveries in the wrong way.